Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, you want money? You got money? Either way, we got some financial ideas for your iPad.
Plus, a new Apple Store app for the iPad.
Right.
A new stylus and some things, some tips for the SIM cutters among us.
All that and get out your pitchforks on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by Slingbox. Buy a Slingbox and turn your mobile device into a television. With Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet, anywhere there's an internet connection. Learn more at slingbox.com/twit. And by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit TV shows anytime, anywhere, on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Visit HuluPlus.com/iPad today to start your free 2-week trial. That's HuluPlus.com/iPad today. But you know, this is episode, 175 of iPad Today?
And, that's correct.
And each and every episode...
We're 3/4 of the way through our second 100 shows.
Great. We've been saying hello to Brad Rocks every single episode, and finally he's watching live.
Brad Rocks!
So, Brad, where have you been?
Oh my gosh, 175 episodes, and finally you join us.
We've been saying hi each time.
Each time, and it gets cut out of the edited version.
Because
so
we know he's not there.
Right, so finally you're a super fan. Thank you.
You can't watch us do this show live. It's sometimes different from what you get when you download it.
That's correct.
Often.
Yeah. It's not really different.
The middle part's usually the same. It's the beginning and the end that are different.
It's the pre-show and the post-show that you don't see.
Don't get that.
Which are kind of, it's sort of like an exercise in, hey, what do two insane people look and sound like?
Yeah, pretty much.
But we certainly enjoy it. Hey, everybody, this is iPad Today. This is the show where Leo Laporte and I talk about all things iOS and iPads.
She's high. I'm Leo Laporte.
That's right.
Sarah Lane. The lovely Sarah Lane.
It.
So today we're going to talk about something that some people have, some people don't, but everybody could use the iPad to manage.
That is...
Brains?
Dough.
Looks?
Moolah.
Dough.
Benjamins. let's see. What are they calling it? Bands?
Is that short for Benjamins?
No. The bands as in, if you've got enough bills,
you
they wrap
bands.
Them in a band. And then you put them in your pocket. And then if
people,
you...
Wouldn't it be funny if you carried around like a stack, $10,000 of Benjamins, and you just banded it and you just... Seems like it'd be a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, and then sometimes when you have so much money, then you're like, I'm not even talking bands. I have more money than bands.
Is there that? Oh, that's when you got Breaking Bad money. That's when you got the storage locker with the...
Yeah, and that's at the level where they say things like, I've got commas after my commas.
I got barrels.
Because I have so many zeros.
I got seven barrels of money.
This is definitely not... The chat room's going crazy. Cheddar. Clams, greenbacks, barrels, make it rain. Love it. See, you guys know what we're talking about.
You know, when there's a lot of slang words for something, you know it's an important thing to people's psyche.
It is arguably the most important thing to all of us. It's money. Makes the world go round, makes... people happy, it buys happiness, really. That's scientific proven fact.
I think people often say that money can't buy you happiness.
Well, those are the kind of people that
don't have
any friends.
They don't have any money. That's why.
Can't buy you love. Because, you know, I don't have any love.
Turns out it can.
No, it totally can.
Yeah.
It can buy you anything you want. Just kidding. But no, there are actually...
Can we edit this part out?
We're not really that horrible people.
So, but the interesting thing is in the early days of computing, really it was balancing your checkbook that was one of the first programs people... I remember typing a program into my Atari to balance your checkbook. And then, of course, along comes Quicken from Intuit.
Yep.
For a while, there was a battle between Intuit's Quicken and Microsoft Money, remember?
I do.
When those were the two big programs and you were either one or the other. And
yeah.
Then Microsoft got out of the business and said, well, no more money. And now, even though you can still get Quicken from Intuit, they don't really update it very often. They've kind of moved to an online thing. Keeping track of your money is something we've always done with our technology. Can you do it with an iPad? That's my question.
Yeah, and you know, the reason that we, because we revisit this subject pretty often on iPad Today, and this new, it's only in pre-order status, you can't actually get one yet, but this new technology called Coin, which I know you're familiar with, Leo.
Yeah, I think it's a scam, but go ahead.
Well,
you can
okay.
Talk some more
we should
about
talk
it.
About this.
Yeah.
Onlycoin.com is the website that we're looking at right now. And the idea is that you add your credit card information, as many credit cards as you may have,
yeah,
to one simple card that's got, well, it sort of looks like a credit card, but it actually has an electronic little screen on the front. So that when you're ready to pay somewhere, let's say you're at a restaurant and you're like, oh, you know, they don't take Amex here. I'm going to go ahead and pay with my Visa card. You just go ahead and say, bloop, bloop. Okay, now my coin card is going to act as my Visa now. So the idea is that you've got all this information into a single card and you can get rid of all the cards that might be in your wallet.
But very important, you need to have an iPhone or I presume an iPad to use this.
Yes, it's iOS.
It's iOS and Bluetooth LE. You have to have the low energy form of Bluetooth.
Yes.
And when you get your, supposedly, when you get your coin card, if you ever get one, they'll give you a little card reader, like a square style card reader that goes into the audio jack and you swipe all your cards into it.
Yeah, that's how you get it.
That loads it up. You can have an unlimited number of cards, and it's not just credit cards, it's also affinity cards, club cards, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're all loaded up, but you can only use, and then they're all in that little black thing.
Yeah.
But you can only use 8 at a time in the black thing. So you pick which one you want. Otherwise, you'd be pressing that button 100 times to get to the card you want.
Exactly.
So here's the issues I have
okay.
with this. It's a really interesting idea. And as far as we can tell, this company, which was a Y Combinator graduate, just in this most recent class of Y Combinator, it's a really good startup school, was originally creating an Arduino-based, that's a little small microcomputer-based board for Bluetooth LE. And they kind of stumbled upon this idea. And I think they may not have thought it all through. So I think there are some issues coming up that they haven't really addressed. For instance, if you go into a restaurant or a store with this thing and say, hey, this is my credit card, they may very well say, where's the part where it says Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express? I don't see Diners Club on there. No, this is all of them. They've got to buy that. They've got to agree to that. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of merchants might just say, you know, dude, do you have a real credit card? So I think there's a problem with that. Also, the technology they're using is unproven, untried, and may not work as well as you would like. It has to work 100% of the time. And it's hard to tell what they're doing, but it seems like they're creating a magnetic field that programs the card reader when it swipes through it. And other companies have done something like this, say, it works about 90% of the time. That's not good enough.
No. Not for your cards.
And so all of this is fine. I would just normally say, well, wait and see. And that's my advice is let's see. And mm-hmm. If it takes off and it's great, go get it. But they're asking people for money right now, $55.
I've paid.
Up front.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee you'll ever get anything for the $55.
Correct.
Did you use my credit card to pay for that?
No.
Okay.
No. There's only so much research that I can write off as a business.
And they're not using Kickstarter. They're just doing their own thing. And
yeah.
I think part of the reason is Kickstarter has certain rules that this presentation doesn't adhere to. For instance, Kickstarter won't let you demonstrate a fake prototype. You
yeah.
have to have an actual prototype in your video if you show
exactly.
a prototype. This is clearly not. Secondly, as in all Kickstarter pages at the bottom, you'll say, and here's things that could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you at any point the things I just mentioned, which is there's no guarantee merchants would accept this. There's no guarantee the credit card companies would allow it. They have to get the cooperation of Visa and MasterCard to make this work.
That is the big thing, right? Is that if you don't have a working prototype, you might be a ways out. And if you haven't said explicitly, oh, and we've got relationships with all the big guys,
right.
then you obviously don't, or you would say that?
Well, in fact, they have said in the CNN, an interview with CNN Money, the CEO of Coin, the founder, said, well, we've decided to really focus on getting consumers to sign up. We haven't really addressed the merchant issue at all.
Okay. So you have a lot of confused customers saying, make it work. I don't know if Visa is going to roll over for that.
It also, somebody's with the chat room pointing out 2-year battery life. After that, you got to buy a new one. I would say my advice to you is this is interesting. If you had asked me ahead of time, I said, just wait, Sarah, pay. They're saying, oh, you're going to save $50 by buying it now. I said, you know, it's worth $50 to wait a year and see if it comes out. They say
not for me, early adopter, even if it doesn't work.
You know what? You're going to get it in you know, 8 months, and you're going to prove me wrong.
It's going to be super awesome. Here's
the final thing.
Okay.
What the hell problem is it solving? Are your credit cards a burden to carry around?
Well, I mean, I've got two cards that I use regularly.
That must be really tough for you.
A credit card and a bank card.
Carry those around with you all the time.
Well, but if you're talking about rewards cards, then it starts to add up. I mean, my wallet is stuffed with crap.
So this does solve a problem for you.
This is not something that's keeping me awake at night. Oh my gosh, my wallet is so out of control. What's the solution? Yeah. But it does simplify things.
It would make
for
your
me.
Life better.
It would. I think so.
When you go and use a credit card, does anybody ever ask you for an ID?
No, never. It's so annoying.
Every time.
It's that you use it?
Every time. So that's what the other thing that puzzles me is, what are they going to match the ID to? Because I get asked for a driver's license almost every time I use my credit card.
Yeah.
Maybe I look shady.
Like you've stolen someone else's card.
So, I'd have to carry my driver's license. I guess I do to drive anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I still have a wallet.
Sure.
And
you got to put the card somewhere.
What are they going to match to the driver's license? It matches this black card perfectly that says no name.
Well.
Anyway, but I'm glad you gave them $55. I'm not going to. And my counsel to you watching at home is this is...
Can we talk about the app side of it?
Because this is iPad today. Can you... First of all, did you find out? Can you use an iPad with it?
Yeah, it's iOS. It's not
any
just,
iOS.
Just,
okay,
just iPhone. It's an iPhone app.
Right.
But you can run it on your iPad. But what's cool about it, you mentioned Bluetooth LE, which is low energy.
I'm excited about that.
Let's say you leave your coin card in a restaurant. If it works as advertised... on your app, you'd get a little push notification saying, you went a little too far away from your card, meaning you probably left it somewhere. So that can be helpful.
That's nice.
That's the sort of thing. I was literally just at Bank of America here in Petaluma. It's like two blocks away from the studio, getting a temporary ATM card because I, yet again, left my card somewhere in one of the random restaurants I go to. I can't find it. I mean, I do this 3 times a year. It's very annoying. And then I have to change all my card numbers of stuff that's linked to my card. I would love to have some sort of a notification that I'm about to leave my card somewhere.
That's a good reason for it.
Yeah. I love that.
Although you probably couldn't use this as an ATM card. I don't think it would go in that
machine. No.
Yeah.
No. It's a little thick.
Yeah.
I like the idea. Yes, there are some things to work out, but I like the idea.
Good. Well,
physical
put your
card.
Money where your mouth is.
Yeah, that's right. You laugh, but it's good. You know what I don't actually like, though, very much? Speaking of financial solutions, remember when we heard all about Simple? Simple was going to revolutionize.
I finally got one. You got one.
I did. Yeah, it was, about a year and a half ago or something. The idea with Simple, and this is an iPhone app, but it runs just fine on your iPad, is that it was supposed to make the idea of banking totally... Can you click away for a sec, Brian, where I open this up? Make banking super easy. Okay, I'm in now.
Yeah, the next generation
of
banking.
Yeah, and it was just gonna make paying bills so much better, and how does it all work? And everybody was excited, and the company... has, you know, nice team, but there was very little information about what was going on.
I fell for this one, actually.
Well, and the thing is what it is...
It's a credit card.
Yeah. You're looking at a couple little transfers that I had to do in order to basically verify that, you know, that I had a bank account that I was syncing up to Simple. But what you do is you say, okay, let's say I'm saving up for a trip. Or I have certain purchases that I want to squirrel away a little money for. You would then tell Simple, okay, take this much money out of my bank account, and then it just sits in there, and then you get a physical, basically, credit card.
It's an actual credit card.
Yeah, that's your Simple card that then you use.
Yeah.
But all you're doing is just creating an account that comes from your bank account. It doesn't actually control your bank account or your bank at all. doesn't do any of that stuff. You know, it says things like, oh, you can set goals for yourself.
It does give you information about what you have used this credit card for a little bit. And
yes.
You haven't used it enough to, obviously.
No, I don't have any trends.
You know, I still have $500 on my Simple card. I have never used it.
Well, it was supposed to be like, oh, this is now... It's almost it's like
it came
your portal
in a nice brown
into
box,
your into
like
your bank
recycled box, and they were well. I think they wanted to be a bank, but they haven't done anything that way.
No,
it's basically an affinity card, much like you know if you get a San Francisco 49ers Visa card.
Yeah,
the companies that do those did a Simple card.
Yeah,
it's a real bank.
It is
that told Simple, okay, you can use the you can do a credit card. It's like we got nothing.
Right,
you and I were suckered. Maybe that's why I'm so bitter about coin.
Is that?
I don't want it to happen again.
You just don't.
Well,
but the technology is quite different. Coin isn't saying anything like, "Hey, we're going to make your banking process a lot better." It's not about that at all.
I use a virtual bank. My bank has no branches. Mm-hmm. So I do everything online. When I want to deposit money into the bank, I go to the UPS store.
That's weird.
I can use any ATM, and they rebate any ATM fees. So basically, every ATM is my ATM.
Yeah.
It's called USAA. It's a great little bank. And they solved the problem of, hey, if you don't want to have branches, how do you do this? And it works perfectly well. And so this is something you can do online. And it's kind of what Simple promises. What's missing is that the analytics that Simple was promising.
Well, and Simple certainly has the potential to have great analytics, but so does... something like Mint, for example. Mint, if used properly, is supposed to be really smart about telling you...
Let me show you Mint.
All right.
Intuit acquired this company. Mint was a standalone app for a long time. And I loved it. Actually, it started, I think, as a website. With Mint, you sign up, and what you do is give them all of your account numbers, your credit card information, your banking account, your savings account... And at first with Mint, I thought, I'm not going to give them all this information because that seems highly insecure to give somebody, for instance, the passwords and logins for my bank account. And then I talked with Gina Trapani because she had the same skepticism, did some research. And what Gina found out is that Mint is actually just connecting up with a service called Yodlee that most banks use.
Oh.
Yodlee already has all that information. So Mint... isn't, in fact, getting anything that they don't already have. Mint is totally free. The reason Intuit bought it, I think, is because in some ways this replaces Intuit.
Uh-huh.
Intuit, you had to enter in all your data by hand from your check statements. This does the same thing by basically connecting it up to all your bank accounts and your credit cards. It gives you the same kind of information as if you by hand had entered in everything, but you never do, which is fabulous. Now, there are a couple of issues with this. So you can budget with this. You can see how your spending is. You can see what you've spent. You know, I spent $3,000 on housing since, I don't know what this is. Maybe it's a month. But there's a problem that I found, and I stopped using Mint, as you can tell. This is kind of old data, because I turned on second-factor authentication on many of my bank accounts. And Mint doesn't support that.
Oh, interesting.
So in order for this to work, you have to kind of use a lower standard of security on your bank accounts. But all of my accounts, the USAA accounts aren't in here because I use second-factor authentication. My Bank of America checking's not in here. So you have to be willing to do that. But I love this. I mean, you're really going to get a dashboard that shows your transactions one by one, what's gone on, who's spending money on what. And then breaks it down into categories automatically. So some of the things that were a real pain with Intuit's Quicken was you would have to categorize every check you wrote. This does it all pretty much automatically. If there are checks that you have written that it just says a check number, as it sometimes does, then you can look at that check. So for instance here, I know it's a check, but it doesn't say anything about the check. I can actually go into that check from my checking account and put in the information there. That's another drawback, is that checks are kind of opaque. When you use credit cards, you'll know exactly what they were spent on. And it knows it's a restaurant. It knows it's the gym. So it will automatically categorize it. I'm a big fan of Mint. I think Mint is fabulous with those few caveats. If you write a lot of checks, you're going to have to manually enter the checks, what they were for. If you use mostly debit cards and credit cards, It's great. If you use second factor authentication, it's not going to work quite so well. But it's completely free. Oh, and let me explain how they pay for it. They, in effect, sell ads, and this might be another thing that bothers you. You've spent over $500 on groceries in 3 months. You should be getting 6% cash back with these supermarkets. What you need to do is get this credit card. So they put offers in there. They're very, to me, it's not very intrusive. But they do look at what's going on, and they say, you know, your home loan isn't a great rate or something like that. And so I think that you may or may not like that. Your data is, in effect, generating advertisements. These are very subtle advertisements. They just show up in here. Bill reminder, get an expert view to optimize your savings. You go shopping a lot. Start earning cash back. But the other thing I do love about Mint, I can get text messages from Mint on all of my balances. I can get alerts in a variety of different categories and so forth. So this is a very capable and I think a great program. And if it meets your needs and you don't mind the very minor amount of advertising, that's what supports it. It's totally free. I'm a fan. Mint.com. There is a website view on this. There's also apps for everything, including the iPad. You can see the iPad app's quite lovely.
I love Mint.
Do you use Mint?
I don't really. I'm signed up. I've got all my accounts linked up to it, and I get these like weekly emails saying your right. Mint credit score is out of date,
right.
or
right.
you spent too much money on entertainment this week. And it's like, you know what, Mint? Just be quiet. I know what I did. I'm not proud of it. So it ends up being something where it's like you really need to want the help and the advice that Mint is designed to. It's not just about like, oh, let's look at what you've spent, but also you kind of set it up to be like, hey, if I never want to go over this much money for groceries, and Mint knows that I spent, you know, yeah. twice as much for groceries as possible.
It lets you know.
Yeah, that's something that's helpful.
It does
data.
Budgeting for you,
yeah.
really.
The problem is I don't spend very well. So it's just reminding
you,
me yeah. that I'm not a very responsible person.
It's a nag.
That's what it's
similar. And this is an advertiser, so I'll give them short shrift because I don't want it to look like an ad for them. But if you like Mint, Personal Capital, and we had Bill Harris, the founder, on Triangulation, is a similar idea. You put all of your accounts into there. It will give you a dashboard, but it focuses on investments. And the way they monetize is a little bit different. They'll hook you up with an investment advisor. And the way this is free also, they will give you all that same kind of information that Mint does, but you will be offered financial services and particularly investment services through Personal Capital as a part of that. So that's their monetization strategy, but a free service. And I think if you are focused on a portfolio, if you're focused on making good investments, Mint doesn't do such a great job of that. Personal mm-hmm. Capital really does. And by the way, they're not annoying. They don't harass you. You know, I got one call from a financial advisor. It's not an annoying thing. So that's another one. They're both free. You probably should try both to see which one suits your style.
I can't let us talk about financial apps without my favorite one to transfer money back and forth, and that's Venmo.
Venmo!
Love you!
Is Venmo still, though, now that Square will do this via email, Google Wallet will do
yep.
this via email, is
yep.
Venmo still the way to do it?
You know, why is it I like Venmo so much? Well, part of the reason is that it's, for whatever reason, it's at least in my friend group, the one that everybody has kind of clung on to. Yes, Square actually has a great email service where you can email money back and forth. But what's neat about Venmo, we're just looking at the public feed here, is... which is, you don't have to say what you've bought publicly. But you're seeing all these people that have paid other folks. You know, Gray paid Kelsey for pizza. Tim paid Lauren for gym tan laundry. Michael paid other Michael for fun stuff, whatever. Then you can look at people who are actually in my friend group. And then it's kind of interesting. You can get a little bit of information of like, oh, Willow said thanks to Karen for everything. Oh, Rob went to Vegas
with
George.
Yeah, so it's more social. It's social.
Yeah, there is a social thing. And then... I mean, this is just my tab. It's like, at one point I paid Anne for something.
But this is the one thing I don't like about that is you have to create a Venmo account that you pay into and it pulls out of, right? It's a pool of money.
Well,
so Square doesn't do that.
Well, all you're doing is just linking it up to your credit, your bank account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's all you're doing.
For some reason, I thought Venmo, you paid into a pool of Venmo bucks.
Well, if somebody pays you...
It doesn't go into your bank
Venmo.
Account.
Via Venmo. But you can dump it back into your bank account if you want. If you pay me $400, it sits in Venmo, and then it's like, if I then owe Lisa $100, I can just pay it from that money.
Right.
But if I say, no, that $400 needs to go into my bank, I can do that as well, but as long as I have my bank
pay
set.
With Square and Wallet. Just take it right out of your account. Right out of a credit card or
but
whatever.
This is the same thing.
And it goes into your account.
There's just an interface here. It's like PayPal. There's a PayPal balance. You do whatever you want with
that
your money.
That doesn't bother you?
It doesn't bother me. No. And it works out quite well. It's very easy to pay somebody. If I was like, to Leo Laporte, $100.
Now, do I have to have a Venmo account?
Yes.
Okay. So that's another thing. You don't have to have a Square or Google Wallet account. I could just send you money.
Right.
Right?
Yes. It's just an email.
Are you
going to
send me love?
I was going to send you $100 for love.
Didn't we decide money couldn't buy me love?
Well, I guess that's true. I'll just go ahead and cancel that transaction. Whatever.
Forget love. I want the $100. Give me the Benjamin. Show me the Benjamins.
Too late now for the bands. So anyway, we could go on and on, but I think it's important, especially for new iPad owners or people who say, I don't know, tablets and financial, does it really mix? My Bank of America app, which is, it's not that exciting to look at. I access it on my iPad all the time. All the time. Transferring stuff and just looking at it. It's kind of a joy to manage finances on my iPad.
Most banks today have pretty good iPad apps. B of A does.
Yep.
My bank, USAA, absolutely does. You can do all the same things. Bank of America, USAA, Chase, and I'm sure many others allow you to take pictures of checks and deposit them that way. If your bank has an iPad or an iPhone or an Android app and you're not using those apps, I would check into it. The security is good, and the conveniences are just fabulous. I mean, I think it's really great that you can take a picture of a check and not have to go to the bank. I transfer money, but, my daughter's always depleting her ATM, but I can just, she literally sends me a text message saying, more money, please. And I can, without putting my phone down, send her money. So that's nice. Maybe not so nice.
How nice for her.
I've always thought of myself as an ATM machine, and
well,
I guess now I am.
I think literally that's what you are.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you are.
I've used Bank of America, and I think they have a pretty good web. In fact, I've used Bank of America since 1985 or not, whenever they first went online via dial-up modem, 300-baud dial-up modem. So I've been using them online for a long time.
Me
but
too.
They're good. Wells is good. Chase is good. USAA is very good. I think a bank that doesn't have branches is going to have to be better online than others. And so these are all very good, I think, ways
it's
to...
It's hard to climb a bank without any branches,
Isn't that an interesting
idea?
You
just sort of sit there looking at it, saying, I wish
you had
a branch
to climb that tree.
Yeah.
That tree of life.
We're in a post-branch world. Just a lot of trunks.
Well, if you're a bank, don't you think that's a huge expense? You got to buy that building, you got to have the pillars, got to have safe with a dial.
Well, going into Bank of America today, which is
nobody's ever in there.
It's a very nice bank. It's a ghost town.
Nobody
was me
goes in
and
there.
This old woman who was arguing about a Roth IRA
that's
and nobody even understood her.
People who go in there is people who don't have
it's
iPads.
It's a big building and there's nothing to do in there. There's like three people in there. It's weird.
Yeah. The future.
Remember when the bank, you'd sit and you'd wait in line, and you'd be like, "Ma, I don't want to be here. I hate the bank." It's not like that anymore. So you got your run of the place. When you lose your ATM card, like this guy,
chimes have changed.
I can't. It's like I need to like glue it to myself. I can't keep hold of them.
Is that every? I'm trying to think if there's any other financial.
No, we've
that's
done
pretty good.
We've done plenty for today.
That's pretty good.
We've done plenty for today. Although. If you're sitting at home saying, no, you guys forgot something really great. You never remember this when you talk about financial apps or there's something new. Do let us know. iPadToday@twit.tv because, of course, all of your ideas help us make a better show. And by the way,
the more you give us, the less we have to do.
Exactly. I mean, do our work for us. Mm. That's the most appreciated way for us to work. But if we talk about anything that you miss and you're like, wait, what did you talk about again? I forgot that part. Twit.tv/IPT is our show receptacle of love, where when you go there, you get me looking like, I don't know.
What are you? You're like waving to the people.
I look like Princess Sarah. Princess Sarah, and you do not look impressed at all.
I look like the commoner.
Leo Laporte is not impressed.
I'm your chauffeur.
Oh, good. Quick reminder that after the first of the year, iPad Today is going to be switching to a new time and day.
The best time.
The best time and the best day. Mondays, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be bright and early. We're going to hit the week running with running shoes made of gold.
Driving Miss Sarah. That's going to be the name of my biography.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
Our show today. Hey, you know how you can get some Benjamins?
What? How?
Some cheddar, some moolah.
I want some bands.
Some D-O-U-G-H.
To make her dance.
Gazelle.com. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. Gazelle, like the little animal, the antelope that runs across the desert in the African movies. A gazelle.
A beautiful regal creature.
Is a beautiful regal creature who will send you money, cash money. There it is, a gazelle dollar. You could be a gazellionaire.
Gazellionaire!
If you go to gazelle.com, what's in your drawer, your gadget drawer? Maybe an old iPod, an iPad, an iPhone. Maybe you'd say, gosh, I really want that new iPad mini with Retina, but I still have last year's iPad mini. What can I possibly do with it? Well, go to Gazelle and get a quote. These quotes are good for 30 days. That means you're going to be able to find out how much it's worth. That's the Wi-Fi 32 gig is worth $190. Wow. So here's what you do. You get all your stuff. Now, you don't have to take advantage of this right now. You can do it. You have 30 days to decide. And in fact, this is a great way to kind of see what your stuff is worth and then decide if it's worth buying the new thing. But that quote is locked in. Now, once you get enough stuff together, you click the checkout button, and they will send you a box, prepaid mailing on anything worth more than a buck, which is pretty much everything. And then quickly, they'll turn it around. Their data experts will wipe your data if you forget to. They will also take a look at the condition, and if the device is in better condition than you thought it was, they'll send you more money. They really will. Never heard of a business doing that, but they do. Gazelle does. That's probably why over the last couple of years, 700,000 customers have been paid more than $100 million. You get a check, of course, PayPal credit if you want it fast, or an Amazon gift card if you want a little bit more. They bump it up 5% if you use the Amazon gift card. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. Free shipping, fast processing, cash in your pocket. This is a way to get Benjamins with old gadgets. They'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads because the parts are worth something, too. It's risk-free. Get that offer right now. Lock it in for 30 days at gazelle.com.
Hey, so the iPad version of the Apple Store was released a couple of days ago.
You know,
and
I've never
boy,
used
did
this.
People have meltdowns about it.
Really?
In a good way.
They were excited about it.
They were really excited. And not that I don't like iPad versions of things like the Apple Store, but it's just a portal into the Apple Store that is now iPad native, and it's very nice.
Can you buy stuff with this? What is
it? Of course. Yeah, it's the Apple Store.
So it's an online store, but will they ship it to you, or do you have to go in for pickup? Is it like tied to the retail outlets?
It's if you want.
What is it, Sarah Lane?
If you buy something at the Apple Store online, it's the exact same thing as this.
Okay.
This is just an iPad version of it. So let's say that you're like, okay, well, I want to shop for iPads. Okay, you've got your iPad Air, you've got your smart cover, you've got a variety of, you know, really nice images here. There's some cool gesture-based stuff.
This looks like the website.
Yeah.
Is it just a portal to the website, or is there more?
Well, no. It's the same thing.
There's nothing more.
It's not like you're going to get some cool secret gadget through this app that you're not going to find at apple.com at the store. It's just, look, iPad 2. What?
I thought that this was somehow tied to the store. Like you could, like, I don't know, somehow you'd go into the retail outlet and they would give you the thing just because you had it on your app.
Oh, no, that is a feature. That is a feature where you can go into the store and basically your transaction is done.
Right.
And then you take your product and you leave.
But you could do that on the web too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't change the process. It doesn't make anything cheaper. or...
And why are people so excited about this?
Good question. I mean, I like it, but it's like people are like, oh my gosh, Apple Store iPad app is amazing. It's
interesting.
Like, well, it certainly looks nice.
See, I think if you look at Amazon's Windows Shop and things like that, which are different view. Amazon has an app that looks pretty much like the web, although it's designed for mobile. But then they have this Windows Shop thing, which is more like browsing a catalog. Why doesn't Apple do something like that? In other words, this is just the website.
Well, you could say that about a lot of things.
You could. Actually, that's prettier than the website.
It's nice.
They got big pictures.
Yeah, you got...
All right, so that's different.
There's, you know, it's iPad
friendly. This is more iPad-y, yeah.
This is more iPad-y. Let's say if I'm like, all right, I totally want these Beats by Dr. Dre headphones. I want to get them in black rather than gray. Available for pickup. Check availability. You just go ahead and say, let's add that to my cart. Now it's in my car. I mean, it works beautifully.
Yeah.
This is a very nice experience.
Don't buy those headphones, though. That's ridiculous.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not going to pay $450 for something that says Beats by Dr. Dre. Not that I have any problem with Dre. But from my research, these are not the best headphones that I could get.
They're not worth $450, let's put it that way.
Yeah. That's that. It's a new app. I mean, you might as well have it if you're going to buy something. You might as well have the best experience on your iPad. But I was a little perplexed as to why everybody was like, oh, my God, best app ever made.
Well, explain it to us,
people. It's just a way to get more money from us. That's what it is. Hey, so have you played around at all with Google Play Newsstand? That's actually gone to Android rather than iOS.
I have.
And what do you think?
Well, it's great. But, I mean, it's an Android app, not an iPad.
It is an Android app, but don't you think it's interesting that it seems to be replicating the App Store newsstand more than anyone else has ever?
Oh, I see. Well, see, what it's really doing is I don't think it looks so much like the Apple newsstand. It's tying together two different apps that Google had into one. Google Play Magazines, which allowed you to buy magazines. That's now rolled into it, along with Google Currents, which is a more like their Flipboard, right? So the Currents was just free news reading. So now you kind of have this mishmash in the Google Newsstand app on Android of purchased articles and free articles from the web.
Yeah.
And displayed in a nice way. I guarantee you they're going to put this on the iPad.
Oh, they will. They said that it's coming to iOS.
They have a problem with it, though, because of the in-app purchases. Apple takes 30% on in-app purchases, right? So from when you use this on Android, it's a way to buy those magazines. They can't really do that on iOS. So I think that's why they put it on Android first. They're going to figure out, I think they have to figure out how to solve that. It's the same thing with the Kindle. You know, on the Kindle app in Android, you can buy, or Audible.com, you can buy books right in the app. But on the iPhone and the iPad, they can't even say, click this link to go to our web store. They just have to tell you, go to the web store.
Right.
If you want to buy anything. Because they don't want to give Apple 30%.
Well, you know, part of this product also is Google Currents. Google Currents has been
That's their Flipboard.
Yeah, that's their Flipboard. Meaning it works a lot like Flipboard works, where you read, and as you continue to give feedback, it continues to kind of know what articles you want to read in the future.
It's not as pretty as Flipboard.
One thing that sucks about having a nice, clean iPad. Remember how I told everybody? I was like, I didn't back up from anything. I just started over. I'm like, oh, I have Currents on here. And then I'm like,
no, you don't.
Oh, I don't have Currents. I mean, it's easy enough to get from my purchased apps. You just go into the App Store and then say, Currents. And then it says, is it that one that's in your cloud? And I say,
I think that is not as good as Feedly. It's similar to Feedly. It's not as good as Flipboard. It's not nearly as pretty as Flipboard.
But it is Google's take on
Flipboard. Yeah, and I think it's somewhat of a failed app, which is why Google has decided, at least on the Android side, to merge it with its Google Play magazines and make it something a little bit better.
I kind of like that idea. Why not? Why not have a magazine that I may pay a subscription for, like the New York Times?
And so that's how it's different
bundled
than
in
Apple's,
with stuff that I just want to read.
That's how it's different than Apple's newsstand. Apple's newsstand, it's only stuff you purchased, and it's magazine by magazine. You know, it's like a shelf with your magazines on it, and you can read one magazine at a time.
It's that white shelf, and they just hang there.
Right. This will take the magazines you purchase, articles from the web, and merge them together into a larger magazine. So I think this is an interesting take on magazines. It's not really the same. The name is the only thing that's the same as Apple's newsstand.
Well, fine. How do you feel about 53? You might not remember.
It's my favorite number.
Is it?
No. Oh. What is it?
Well, 53 is the company that makes the app Paper.
Oh, Paper's fabulous.
Yeah. So you might not be familiar with 53, but we have definitely talked about Paper on iPad Today in the past. Well, the company is getting into the hardware game. A lot of people consider Paper one of the best artsy, sketchy tools. Let's see if I have that on my new iPad.
It's a great artsy, sketchy tool. Yeah.
Paper.
I don't have it either.
Well, I should. Oh, no, I did. I was smart enough to know that I would want this sooner than later.
And I've bought all the pens, all the colors, everything.
Everything.
It was one purchase, like $15, and you get everything.
Yeah.
Because that's what's interesting about this app is it's a free app. It's one of the early apps where, you know, it was freemium. It's free, but to do anything really interesting with it, you had to buy more stuff.
Look what Michael made.
It's pretty. It's watercolor.
Very cool. He's just giving people ideas.
So here's the pencil, $50. It looks like a pencil. It comes in wooden, brown, and
lovely.
Is the gray wood, or is it more like just graphite?
Yeah. Huh.
Graphite and walnut.
Wow.
Ooh, it would match my dining set.
That's beautiful.
Something to think about.
It does not look comfortable, though. I don't like the form. It's kind of square.
I hate the thick pencil.
Yeah, don't you want a round? I guess some art pencils are like that.
Yeah, I think that's
like a charcoal.
Probably just some sort of a limitation of design. But I love this idea.
Leo and I will
sound like broken records saying, oh, we're not very good artists, so we're bad indicators of how good something is. But that's totally true. Paper is a really robust tool. My friends who are artistically inclined all say the same. So having, you know, just a stylus that's designed to work with this sort of thing is...
Isn't that pretty? Ugh. It just feels
don't
good.
Don't you just love my cool creation?
Feels good.
It's always the same creation every time. This is me. This is my art. Like, nothing's changed since I was, like, 4. But, yeah, I mean, instead of this, I would then have a stylus, which then I would use it with my left hand.
Will it work with anything besides paper?
No, it's for the app
just
itself.
Just for paper. All right.
It's for the app itself, yeah. Hmm. But I like it. I don't know. If you guys are going to buy it, do you think it's too expensive? Let us know.
I think it's for people who are really crazy about paper, use paper like crazy.
Exactly.
You know, it's so funny because when Steve Jobs announced the iPhone, he said, and we do not have a stylus. You know, like that was, you lose it. It's who wants a stylus?
Right.
No longer will we have styluses. And then, so what is one of the biggest third-party accessory markets for iPads now? Styluses. Guess people want them. The Galaxy Note, you know, the big selling point is it comes with a stylus and you can sketch. Pressure sensitive and stuff. iPad does not have pressure sensitivity. Some of these they simulated. It looked like that one might kind of simulate it.
It's kind of, yeah. I think that, I don't think there's any right or wrong. It's like, you shouldn't have to use a stylus. That's sort of the way that I feel. I think that's probably what Steve Jobs was getting at.
It's designed to use with something you've already got.
Yeah.
Your nose.
But there's no reason to not let people use one if they're like, but I love this app. It would just be so much better if I could hold something in my hand that makes me feel more comfortable.
Right.
So I think that's just fine. Hey, you know, in terms of tablet dollars, what people buy.
What?
You know, Android passed Apple for the first time in the third quarter.
For tablets?
Yeah.
That's a shocker.
Yeah. That's according to IDC numbers that were released a couple weeks ago. And, I mean, well, is it a shocker, though? It was just a matter of time. You've got a lot more Android tablets than you have iPads.
For so long, the Android tablets were just so horrible compared with the iPad that it was just a fraction of the market. But I think starting with Google's Nexus 7, the first one a year ago, then the Galaxy Notes, we've seen better and better tablets. And I guess, you know, people are very price sensitive. They must also include the Amazon tablets.
They have to.
They're based on Android, but they're not like pure Android. And Amazon has sold, I think, a lot of Kindle Fires.
Well, you know, there's always sort of like, I feel like, people say, well, are they including Amazon? It's like, yeah, Amazon is a unique form of Android, but what else would it be? I mean, it's not its own category. It is Android. Technically.
Right. Yeah.
You can't break those out just because they're unique. Nope. So it's happening. And, you know, whenever we have stories like this, we get hate mail from people saying, you guys are just so down on iPads. I don't watch the show to hear about, you know, the failure of Apple. Absolutely not true. That's not what we're saying at all. It's just interesting to note how the market changes.
Well, I'll give you one.
Apple was first.
I'll give you one that's kind of a negative on the iPad, but I don't think it bothers me in the least.
Okay.
The folks at DisplayMate, you know about them. They do display testing.
Uh-huh.
And they did a test on the new IGZO displays that are used in the iPad Air to compare them with the more traditional LCD displays on the Kindle HDX, Fire HDX, and the Nexus 7. And what they found is that while the iPad Air is pretty similar in terms of the range of colors it can reproduce to its predecessors, it is way behind both the Nexus 7 and the leader, the Kindle Fire HDX, in terms of the accuracy of its color reproduction. That the Kindle Fire HDX is surprisingly good at this. And there was a good article, I think it was on Forbes, about this a couple of days ago. First of all, it doesn't bother me. But if you're a photographer, it might. If you really want to use an iPad, for instance, to edit photos, the iPad may not, the color reproduction may not be accurate enough. The red is a little bit washed out, some say. People say it's because Apple jumped on the IGZO bandwagon a little too soon.
The IGZO bandwagon.
Indium gallonide.
Oh, that.
Zinc oxide.
Sure.
It's the technology that they're using for these, and it's early days for IGZO. In the long run, you know, you get some real benefits. IGZO is one of the reasons the battery life is still very good on the iPads. It uses, I think, 20% less battery. But color reproduction isn't yet up to snuff, and I think in time IGZO may get there, but that's a little bit of a sacrifice. Probably Apple knew that they were doing that they thought, well, the battery life is more important. Plus, there were some concerns about the number of displays they could make. You know, however many Kindles Amazon's selling, it's nothing compared to the number of iPads being sold.
Right.
So Apple has to make sure that the screens can be made. And there's a little concern. At the high volume. There's a little concern that these older technologies may not be able to keep up with that kind of volume, and IGZO will.
Well, you know what the Kindle can't do that the iPad certainly can?
What?
Run a Sling app.
Oh, really? There's no Sling app for the Kindle?
I just made that up. I don't
know. There is.
Oh. Well, no, that's good then. That's actually good. Well, okay, fine, then the iPad one is better.
You know, whatever device you use, one of the greatest things in the world is to hook up your Sling to your home theater, and suddenly you're using the Sling app on your iPad, your iPhone, whatever device you use. You're watching your home theater, password protected, over the internet. Now, that could just be down the hall. That could be in the kitchen while you're making popcorn and the movie's going on in the living room. But it could also be across the world. You never have to miss another show. You can control your DVR. You can record. Let's see. Is the Kindle Fire? Yeah, it's on that list. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's good.
I am so sorry.
I'm
Windows
happy
Phone,
for you, Kindle Fire
Android,
people.
Phone and tablet, iPhone, and iPad. The new iPad version is fabulous. And look, they dropped the price by half on the Sling app for the iPad. So I want you to take a look. Go to slingbox.com/twit. Take a look at that Slingbox 500 with the HDMI connectors, the Wi-Fi, the full 1080p high def. I love it. Slingbox is getting better and better and better all the time. And you're going to just love the ability to check in with your home. For instance, you're out of town. The big game is on at home, but you know they don't take the Niners game if you're in Indianapolis. They don't want to show that. But you never have to miss a game. You just fire up your iPad and you watch your Slingbox at home. Live sports, breaking news, movies, TV shows, it's all there. And Sling has been doing some very interesting deals. So watch, because this Sling is gonna be even better soon. Slingbox, look at that. Look at that, slingbox.com/twit, or visit your Best Buy or Amazon and pick up a Slingbox today. It is a must-have.
You know, we got an email from Marcus who told us about an app called Roomie. Have you heard of this?
R-U-M-I.
No, R-O-O-M-I-E.
R?
Like a room.
Like a roommate?
Well, like a...
Oh, wait a minute. This is the Airbnb where you kind of, you share a bed as well as an apartment? Is that one?
That's not an app. You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
You are so...
No, I'm not.
There's an app to share
a
bed?
App. So the idea is it's a dating app and a rooming app.
So what? So it's like, hey, want a date? My bed is...
It seems odd, but you're looking for a place to stay Airbnb style. And at the same time, you want to make sure it's going to be a good match.
Oh, interesting.
I don't remember the name, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
It sounds like prostitution.
No.
A little bit. There's pain.
That would be like saying Airbnb sounds like you're in the hotel business.
This is- well, there's some gray areas there.
So what is Roomie? R-O-O-M-I-E.
Well, Marcus says you guys really need to do a review of Roomie. It's a full-featured iPad, iPhone home automation solution that controls AV equipment and some other stuff.
I need this.
It really works great, especially since you can use direct IP addressing for most devices. He says, it might take a while for you to figure out. Thank you for the confidence, Marcus. But it really works good, almost at the level of Sonos.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to have to do a little futzing around at home because I do have a Sonos system that I like a lot. But I love the idea of a different alternative, especially with an iPad app, which I went ahead and downloaded.
This kind of feels more like just a massive universal remote.
Well, but that's okay, too. If I can control my receiver, my weird Denon receiver through Roomie, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I can't do through Sonos.
Right.
I have to set up the receiver, and then, you know, on a certain channel,
I have a Denon remote app,
yeah,
which I fire up. I put the Denon on the right channel, right volume, and then I fire up the Sonos app and play stuff through the Denon.
So there you go. Yeah.
That's a pain in the butt. This would be better than that.
Huh? Yeah. So obviously I'm not in my living room, so this is not a great time to try to set up anything. But if I wanted to go ahead and... Oh, this is so cool. Look at all this stuff.
Wow. That's really... complicated.
It is complicated. Well, Marcus did warn us of that.
Yeah.
He warned us.
So you might spend some time setting it up.
If anybody has used the Roomie, let us know, because I'm going to put some time into this. Oh, look. That's kind of cool.
What? Oh, it sees all the different players we have, the Sonoses and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we had any Sonos.
Oh, this whole building is wired with Sonoses.
Are you serious?
No. Oh. Yes. I mean, yes. I am.
Great activity. I don't know what I'm doing.
It looks like one of these Logitech. I'm going to have to try it. How much is it?
Gosh, good question. How much did I pay for
Roomie.
This? Roomie. I don't remember paying anything.
Ah.
Let's see if it'll tell me.
R-O-M-I-E. There it is. How much is that? Back up a little bit, Brian. $9.99.
There you go.
$10. No, you didn't pay anything, but I paid $10.
You paid $10 for my... For my research project. It's going to be good.
You know what I got absolutely free?
What?
I can't use it yet.
What?
Tomorrow, you know what day? This is the day before Xbox. Tomorrow, the Xbox One arrives in my home.
In 13 countries.
And I thought.
Including the US of A.
I actually almost went out and bought a Windows tablet. Because, you know, Microsoft has this idea of smart glass. A second screen that you use with your Xbox. It, in fact, can be a remote. You can control all of the devices in your home theater with it, supposedly. I don't know, because I didn't get it yet. But I then found out, and I was very happy to learn, that there is a smart glass app for almost everything, including our iPad. So you might want, if you're getting an Xbox One, go online. It just became available in the Apple Store today, the Xbox Smart Glass app. And then when you set up your Xbox One, you'll be all ready to rumble. I'm excited. I have to sign into my Xbox account here.
You're going to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a little duh tip that was sent in by a very nice person who shall remain nameless because I am a very bad person.
Okay.
Nice person says, I was trying to send a full res photo from my iPad via email to somebody. Normally, when I click send, I'm presented with a pop-up asking what resolution I want on my iPhone. Not so on my iPad, though. Once I choose a photo and click to send via email, it just loaded the photo in a size that didn't seem like full res. I went directly to the setting and I hunted around anything I want default resolutions, couldn't find it. So he says, I surrendered my male ego, went to Google to ask directions. That's kind of cute. Here's what I found out. In the mail pop-up, there's a field in the CCBCC field. On the right, it indicates the size of the image. That size is grayed out. but tap it anyway, and then a new pop-up will appear with the resolution choices.
See, that's not right. It's grayed out. You wouldn't look at it. You would look at it and say, oh, well, there's no point in tapping that. So good for him for tapping it.
I'll tap that.
Bad on whoever for graying it out.
Bad on them. So let's say, all right, I'm going to send...
Why would it be grayed out?
Let's insert photo or video. Mm-hmm. Let's just see how this goes.
Okay, let's put a high-quality video of you posing for our Christmas card. That's nice.
Yeah, that's great, right?
What we did this year, by the way, it's great. We posed each person individually, and then we made a Photoshop of them all together.
That is not true. That's true for one person.
Who's Photoshopped into our Christmas card?
Karsten.
You know, it looks like it because his head is so big.
Well, he's shadowy, too, in a weird way.
Is Karsten really Photoshopped in?
Yes.
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 It's a terrible Photoshop job. And I asked, and they said, no.
Look at Karsten.
His head is bigger than anybody else's head.
Karsten is between Leo and me, and he looks really like...
And who put a mustache on me, Tony?
Oh, see, I thought you were wearing that.
I am not.
You look like
happy.
Charlie Chaplin.
Karsten does look like he was added after the fact.
I look just terrible.
You know, it's so funny because I asked and they said, no, he was there. Lisa said, no, he was standing right next to you.
They could add.
He wasn't there. He came there too late and you were wearing that.
Anyway, so let's go back to this duh tip, right? We're not going to talk about our holiday photo anymore. This is a little inside baseball.
So here's a picture of you.
There's a
all
picture.
Alone
I'm going to send
for
it.
Some reason.
And I'm like, wait, it's 556 kilobytes.
Yeah.
I don't want to send it like that. That sucks. You go ahead and click it, and then you say, oh, do I want small, medium, large,
it's not
great or
actual
size?
It's there.
But that is the actual size, 556
kilobytes.
So
you want smaller? It's too big.
Well, no. I want bigger. I want original.
Well, at least you get a choice.
But that's stupid.
That's why they call it a duh tip.
Oh. But I thought that he said...
I thought he said it was grayed out.
He did, and it is. I thought I could send something in original resolution. Although, maybe this is the original resolution because I saved it to my iPad from an email.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think this is the iPad's fault. I think it's my fault. I didn't bring it in full res to begin with.
Got it.
Anyway, something to think about. You got some choices there.
Actual size
that
is
are kind
original.
Of hidden.
Is one of the choices actual size?
No. Not that
just
I
like
saw.
Like larger.
Just now.
Yeah.
Actual size is original. Did I miss it?
Go back and see.
Well, okay. You guys, you. It's a good that's it. It's a good that's it. We got an email from Tina. And this actually is just one example of many emails we got about my whole cutting my micro sim to be a nano sim last week. I was so excited.
Yes.
I was so DIY.
Well, it is DIY.
I was so
it's
hip
really good.
And
yeah.
With that, Tina says, did you know that you can transfer your account, at least on AT&T, which is the carrier that I have, from one pad to another just in a couple of minutes online? You just go to att.com/iPadlanding, log in, edit your user information, and then change your ICCID number.
But you have to have a SIM. You didn't have a SIM.
Well, I did. Here's the thing. A few people have pointed out, Sarah, you didn't need to cut anything. All you do is go into your AT&T settings and say, I want to transfer service to a new iPad.
Oh.
However, the reason that I had to end up doing this is because we have a business account at AT&T for Twit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I didn't have that information.
Oh.
And it was something that I could certainly figure out eventually. But then I would have had to like bug Lisa about
but
it, and she would have had to log in, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, why not just cut your SIM?
It's a good tip, because if you don't have a SIM, you would have to go to the store and get a SIM, or you'd have to order one. And this way, take the SIM you got and cut it. Okay, I guess all iPads have a SIM in them.
Yeah, you can transfer.
Even if it's not activated.
You could transfer to the new SIM. You could activate the new SIM with all of your information. Understood. But that's not as cool as...
Cutting the SIM
in a stapler thing.
And which is arguably easier. Because you went...
Took 2 seconds.
You didn't have any passwords.
Two seconds.
Social security numbers.
No, I was there. Yeah. It was awesome. Hey, so Tina, thank you. It's good.
That's good to know. You could have done that online.
For anybody who's like, that whole SIM cutter thing just does not sound like my bag, you do have options.
Well, and if you don't have a SIM cutter... Even harder to get a SIM cutter than it is to go to the AT&T site and do that.
Yeah.
It's only if you happen to have one lying around, but it would be useful.
I just didn't want to deal with some account information that I just didn't have at the ready. So I was like, let's just cut into this B. So a reminder that we want to hear from you. We love you all very, very much, even if we don't always show it. Our email address is ipadtoday@twit.tv. Our voicemail inbox is 757-504-IPAD. You can send us a video. You can send us feedback. You can yell. You can cry. You can moan.
But you can, don't.
But don't.
Call for help.
Call us late for dinner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't spell our names right.
And don't call for help. Or do. And we'll try our best to answer you. But that's
we
not really
the show. We are here to help you.
We are. We're here to help you.
Or confuse you.
And entertain you.
To get you as confused as we are is really our goal.
Infotainment, guys.
Yeah. Don't take it. Don't take it so seriously.
We're not the kind of people that you want to take advice from.
Don't tell them that. They'll stop watching the show.
I just want to
see
if you're listening.
We're exactly the people you want to take advice from.
I certainly hope you like our advice.
My advice to you is to get Hulu Plus right now.
I have Hulu Plus.
Of course you do.
I pay for it.
Looks good on your Apple TV.
Yes, it does.
It's going to look great on my Xbox One. Looks great on your PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hulu Plus
Roku
is
Roku app.
iPad. Laptops. It lets you watch all your favorite shows, binge. Now, you're probably familiar with the free Hulu.com, but Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite show anywhere, anytime, on your iPad. You can watch on your tablet. You can watch in your living room if you've got one of those devices. Favorite shows, too, like Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, Family Guy, Saturday Night Live, Lost, Doctor Who, Community, Star Trek. Oh, I love the Mindy Project.
I love the Mindy Project.
I'm going to watch the latest. Here's my Hulu Plus on my iPad. Yeah, see right there? I'm going to watch. And by the way, look how good this looks. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Wrong Man's and Behind the Mask. That's their new docu-series. It takes a look inside the world of sports mascots. Sports mascots.
Yeah, it's a
like
it's
the
a
Philly
real
fanatic.
Thing. Somebody told me about that the other day, and I
love
was like,
that.
Weird, but you know.
Hey, Ford. Hi, Ford. For only $7.99 a month, you'll also get a collection of ad-free movies, kids content, catch up on shows, binge on old favorites. They've got the Criterion Movie Collection. HuluPlus.com/iPad today. You get 2 weeks free, so you can really see what's out there on Hulu Plus. If you've always wondered. What's over there, behind there?
What's under there?
Find out. HuluPlus.com/iPad today. And you get the extended free trial. Oh, he's in Mindy. I love him.
I didn't know him before Mindy.
And then he looks familiar. And then they're doing some sort of weird. This is a good show, isn't
it's
it?
It's so
I really
funny.
Like this show.
It's my favorite comedy right now.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
Very funny.
It's very good.
Mindy Kaling, who was really one of the genius writers behind The Office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People thought she was just Kelly Kapoor, but she was actually a writer at
yeah.
The Office.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's good.
Very talented. Very funny.
Very funny show. I take Hulu Plus to the gym with my iPad.
Perfect.
Because then I just watch whatever
Perfect.
I want to watch.
Perfect. I just, anyway, HuluPlus.com. Try it today. Free.
Completely. 2 week free trial. Do it. You know, I jumped the gun a little bit because I was so excited about my hat. I put my hat on.
You like your hat? I chose
Well, I that. Love it because it's look, it's like I'm black and white. I got stripes. I got some pokes. I got some more stripes.
You got stripes and pokes.
I've got some gold chains.
We call her Poke Stripey Annie.
What are you?
What?
What's happening me? Over here?
Oh, no, I'm just it's my hat.
Are you ready to like be in a like a beat club?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
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 And just kind of
yeah.
Just riff.
I'm
you gonna
dude,
do some riffing?
Man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
This is the time of the show we talk about the favorite apps of the week. We call it the App Cast.
That's right. So we put on some hats, man.
We do, man.
And we just kind of just mellow out.
We chill.
Yeah. Smell it.
Chillax.
Yeah, just right on.
What do you got, Sarah?
Far out. I've got a new app, which is it's sort of curious to me that it's new because it's been around so long. Pitchfork, which is one of my favorite magazines that's music-based.
Have you seen the Hunger Games parody that they did on Sesame Street?
Just go ahead and don't listen to me. Continue to not listen to me. It's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm still watching Hulu Plus. They did a parody. They're doing movie parodies now.
Oh, really?
On Sesame Street. They just did Homeland.
Has been rated oh, boy.
I love that. This is a crumbly picture. Because Cookie Monster did it.
Cookie?
Here's the Hunger Games. I'm hungry.
All right.
Sorry.
You're fine. It's fine. Are you cool? Are you cool? You feel better?
Yeah.
You get the lead out?
Yeah.
Okay, so Pitchfork is one of my favorite music magazines. I follow Pitchfork on Twitter. I follow their account on RDO. I'm a big, big fan. Now, Pitchfork Weekly is the app that we're looking at now. Number one gripe, got to look at it in portrait mode. Does not work in landscape mode, but I'm going to overlook that for now because they have an article about Eazy-E, who is, of course, one of the founding members of NWA. And no longer with us. So I like Eazy-E very much, and I want to read about him. So here's, you know, you've got, like, cool articles. Again, they call it Pitchfork Weekly, which is kind of interesting because it's almost as if the company is already saying, listen, this is not just sort of like a recreation of everything that we have on our website. This is a collection of what we consider the best each week, and new content will be pushed out as such. Okay, I'm not going to go ahead and play that because I'm afraid there's going to be bad words, you know, just based on my experience with NWA. But there's all sorts of information here. Now, this is just one article.
Guys with attitude, that stands for.
Yeah, exactly. And here there are a variety of, you know, if you want to read more about the Beatles, say. Maybe the Beatles are a little bit more.
Oh, these live at the BBCs, these are very interesting. This just got released, you know.
Yeah, yeah. These are this is awesome. Exciting. Pitchfork is very...
So it's a music magazine.
Yeah. That's like what I just said. It's my favorite music magazine, and I pay a lot of attention to the articles and the critics.
Is it on the newsstand? Can I buy it like a magazine form, or is it only on the internet?
Are you serious? You know what? I'm not going to beatbox with you anymore. I'm not going to hang out in the village with you anymore.
Good, because, man, that hat just is not making it.
It's just not making it for
you.
You
are not cool.
By the way,
that.
This is an amazing new album, Blood Orange by Cupid Deluxe.
I don't know it.
Everyone should pay attention to
it. Is he wearing a diaper?
I like it very much. This is
it
just a
looks
very
like
weird,
Richard Simmons
it's
in a
weird
diaper.
Album cover. I'm not going to lie, but it got an 8.5
Ooh,
in the review section.
Blood Orange.
Now, something else that's interesting about Pitchfork, and again, music nerds are going to like this stuff. I know that I'm probably more of a music nerd than maybe the average person, but... I gotta give credit where credit's due.
Oh, it's Devontae Hines.
I like it a lot. You don't know him.
No.
Jeez Louise.
Isn't he in the Mindy Project?
There are also podcasts that Pitchfork is doing. So you've got your Pitchfork podcast and then a Pitchfork mix, which is kind of neat because it'll give you some weekly audio.
That's nice.
Yeah, of stuff that, you know, they've been reviewing that you
are
may
these,
not be
these
familiar
are
with.
Albums and songs and things.
Yeah.
Do you get the whole song or just like a clip?
No, you get the song.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a mix. It's,
I love
you know, they
that.
Have like it's like promotional.
I need this because I have to really get more hip with the kids.
This is the sort of app, and by the way, it's completely free. That I think will make you more hip, Leo. So that's a real plus for you. And really, it's a way to be. I don't know. You've got a little of everything. They don't skew towards one genre either. I mean, on Pitchfork, you're reading about all sorts of music. Emphasis on new and interesting. So there's a lot of discovery here. But again, this is just a nice way to, I don't know, you want to read about music for a couple of hours and listen to some great song samples and that sort of thing.
Neat.
This is the way to go.
Is it free?
Pitchfork Weekly. Totally free.
Love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to cancel my Spin subscription.
Well, no, Spin is also a good iPad app.
I know, you showed me that.
I love Spin. Yeah. Spin is a little bit more mainstream.
Yeah, this is more hip.
This is a little bit more, yeah.
Somebody like me
a little bit
be
more finger on the pulse rather than the big guys.
Did you see the Sesame Street parody of Mad Men?
Oh, my God, Leo. What is your app cap?
Look, he's falling.
Oh, that's so funny. I see what they did there.
Okay, I gotta watch more Sesame Street. Clearly, I've been missing out, but thank goodness for Hulu
Plus.
You're
the target audience.
I can. This was. I picked this before it became the app of the week. Apple's editorial pick of the week. It's called Oceanhorn, and actually, I've been excited about this for about a week now. This is not freemium, and in a way, I kind of like this. It's $8.99, but that's it. You will not be asked to buy more stuff. If you played Zelda, you'll kind of recognize the style and the feeling of Oceanhorn, monster of uncharted seas. It is a very fun adventure. And I have to say, I think it does use the iPad controls pretty well. It's pretty easy to move around. Here we go. We'll get into our game. Hermit's Island. I've only been playing it for 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 43 seconds. This is my character. And you get challenges, you get things you collect, you wander around. You can move. I move this around because I'm a lefty, so I change the joysticks.
Yeah.
This is the action button. You can see it's a very fancy rendered 3D world. Look, there's a coin in there. You can pick up things. I'll pick up this jug. Whoops. And I'll throw it. You collect items, you go on quests, you vanquish bugs. Actually, there's some bad bugs in here. Ooh.
Not like glitches, but
No. That's a monster.
Characters. Oh yeah. Oh, you're good at this.
Yeah, it's fun. Be gone, you devils! You can actually throw things at him. If I could get to a base, I would get a base and throw something at him.
But we'll just kill him with your sword.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. You can... Whoa! Here, we're back. Anyway, lots of fun playing this game. I've really enjoyed it. It's called Oceanhorn. Yes, you may say, gosh, it's expensive, but it's not. It's
$9 does seem
It's
high.
Old school. You pay. There's no in-game purchases. There's none of this.
Well, that's nice.
It's not the freemium stuff.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? You're buying the game. And it's funny that I'm now coming around on that maybe it's better to pay $7 or $8 and own a game than it is to
get nickel and dime
for $300 worth of donuts.
Right.
And then it crashes on you.
When you should have just paid the $9.
If I'd paid $9, I could still be having hours of fun.
But now you've got a vase to throw at a bug.
Oh, let's go in the cave. You want to?
Yeah.
All right. This is Oceanhorn. I know you're probably aware of it because it was their pick. I just wanted to show you a little bit of it. It really is a fun game, and actually, I can't stop playing it. This mini map up in the right will give you some clues about what you're doing. You can tap on it to see what your quests and challenges
are.
Hey,
man, good little gift for Thanksgiving night.
If you got a kid, I would say...
Once you're done eating the turducken...
Yep, 8 or 9 years old, all the way up.
Get into the
Oceanhorn. This is a lot of fun. It's all mild cartoon violence and so forth. Oceanhorn.
$9 for a little peace and quiet.
Yes.
Give them the iPad and they'll never bother you again.
Speaking of quiet, you know why I'm wearing these shades?
Why?
I've been asleep for the last half hour.
Oh, good. Well, but we're done.
So. Oh, thank goodness I can get up now.
Thank goodness, because Leo was fading. Did you eat lunch today?
I had a little sandwich. You know what it was?
What?
Turkey.
Oh, in prep. You
got to
do stomach
ready.
Stretching. You can't go into Thanksgivica just being like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll do my best. No, you got to be stretching now.
Prepare.
You
preparation is
preparation is of it's priority number one. You got to have turkey sandwich room.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the sandwiches in there. You got to get 9 sandwiches.
Are we going to do a show this Thanksgiving?
No, we're not.
So this is our last show for 2 weeks.
I would have liked to, but unfortunately, we're not going to.
Can't do it.
We've been forced to take time off and eat. Bunch of hoo nanny, if you ask me. Yeah, so we will be off next week. Thanks for reminding me. And it's because we will be eating a lot. And if all goes well, I will come back twice my size. I have goals.
That means you'll be...
I have goals for the end of 2013.
Quart size instead of pint size.
2013's not over yet, people. All right, thanks for watching iPad today.
Yeah,
we'll
man.
See you after the holiday.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Disco Stu says, party on.